Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
The story is told of a blind man who was sitting on a street corner with a lighted lantern. A passerby approached him and asked why he, a blind man, to whom light and darkness were the same, needed a lighted lantern. The blind man replied, "I light a lantern so that others may see and be warned and not stumble over me." We often think of light as a tool that we can use for our own benefit, without really taking into consideration the good that it may do others. In our study today, we'll learn of the entrance of light, the perfect light, into the world. We thank all of you for joining us today as we turn to God's Word in a time of study. It's certainly our privilege to be invited into your lives for this time of Bible study, and we encourage you to take your Bible and study along with us. A number of weeks ago, we began by looking at the book of John. Of all the books of the Bible, this is certainly one of my favorites. And in it, Jesus at least 8 different times identifies himself by saying, "I am," and then he explains something to us. We're beginning to look at these things in our study so that we might take what the Bible has said and draw a good and accurate picture of Jesus the Christ. In John 8, verse 58, we began our study by noticing that Jesus said, "I am." Before Abraham was, I am. Those two little words mean that he was claiming for himself the divine nature of self-existence that is uniquely God's. We then studied the next week from John chapter 10 and verse 36, where Jesus said, "I am the Son of God." Because he came to this earth, took upon himself sonship, coming in the form of a man and dying for us, this is an accurate statement. He is the Son of God. We then also find that John chapter 10 and verse 9, Jesus identified himself as being the door. He said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture." Jesus identified for us a place of safety. He called it the sheepfold. And he said that the shepherd is the one who enters through the door. Well, the people didn't really understand that lesson. So he continued by saying, "Not only do I enter by the door, but I am the door." Jesus is that entrance into a place of safety. And we take our text from John chapter 8 and verse 12. Here we find that Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." This is a very interesting passage to me, for it teaches me a number of things. First of all, it teaches me that the world is in darkness. The darkness here is representative of evil, of sin, of those things that we have to contend with in this life that are harmful and hurtful to us. In John 3 and verse 19, we read that this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. It's easy to understand why someone who is evil would prefer the darkness. For one of the characteristics of light is that it exposes and shows things as they truly are. If a person is evil, he doesn't want to be exposed to the light. Rather, he wants to be hidden in the darkness. Now, as we said, this darkness represents sin, and men loved the darkness, loved the sin, more than they loved the light, who is Jesus, the remedy for our sin. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19, we read that we know we are the sons of God, and that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. It's because Satan has power in this life. In fact, he's referred to as the prince of this darkness, the prince of the world, and the prince of the world of darkness. Because he has sway, we know then that there are things we'll have to contend with in this life because of the darkness that we live in today. But our text teaches me that I don't have to walk in darkness. For those who follow Christ will not walk in darkness, but they'll have the light of life. We need to understand that God separated light and darkness. This can be seen all the way back to the very beginning of time. Light and darkness don't dwell together in the same place. You either have one or the other. If there's a dark place, all you have to do is put a light in it, and all of the darkness leaves. We need to understand then that we must make a choice between light and darkness. God separated them first at creation. Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, we read, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness." He made that separation. I also remember that at the time that Israel was in the land of Egypt, God showed a separation between light and darkness to show who he approved of. If we look in Exodus chapter 10, beginning in verse 22, we read that Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. God here favors His people Israel by taking care of them and showing His approval of them by leaving them in light, at the same time putting the Egyptians in darkness. It is God who makes this distinction between light and dark. You see, the light represents a place of safety, a place of security. In Psalm 27, beginning in verse 1, we read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell." Why did they stumble? Well, David here says that he was in light, that he had God as his light. But these people stumbled and fell because they were in darkness. They weren't in that place of security and safety, the assistance that God gives. We also notice Psalms 84 and verse 11. "For the Lord God is a sun," S-U-N, sun, "a source of light, a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly." God gives light, and we must walk in that light. We're told in 1 John 1 and verse 7 that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sins. As long as we walk in that light, we have His cleansing protection. We have His safety. Now, we need to understand that one of the purposes in Jesus coming to this earth was to bring light. And it's also right for us to say that Jesus was the light of the world. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, we read, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." Now, we've studied about this particular verse in the past, but I want us to notice the verses that follow. It says of John that he was to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. It specifies he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. You see, John was not the Christ. John didn't come to testify of himself, but rather he came to prepare people for our Lord. He came to prepare people for the light. This passage teaches me two things that are very important. One, that Jesus is the true light. That means that there may be false lights out there, but there's only one true light, and that's Jesus. Secondly, it teaches me that Jesus is the light for all men. It doesn't matter what country you live in, what language you speak, what color your skin is. None of those things matter. Jesus is the light for all men everywhere in the world. Now, we said that Jesus was the light of the world because of John chapter 9 and verse 5. Here Jesus says, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Well, Jesus has left this world in a physical sense. He no longer dwells here. Rather, He has returned to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. What does that mean for the world as far as a source of light goes? Well, Jesus also answered that question. He said that we, His children here on earth, must be lights in the world. We must be a light to those who are lost and struggling in sin. In Matthew 5 and verse 14 it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." We are to stand out by the way we live, the things we say and do, the way we dress. We are to show ourselves as the servants of God. And if we do, then we are a light on a hill, a city that is set on a hill that people cannot fail to see. We also notice from 1 Thessalonians 5 that because we are His children, we should walk in light. Beginning in verse 2, it says, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." This is referring to the second coming of Christ, when there will be a day of judgment. He says, "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief." Now, that doesn't mean that He's telling us in the Bible when He's coming back, but rather He's saying if we continue to walk in light, we don't have to be worried about that day. No matter when it comes, it will be a good day for us. He closes by saying, "You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." Jesus is the light of this world, and if we are His children, we are the children of light. And we should live our lives in such a way that even though Jesus has left this earth physically, His teaching remains behind, that the world can see Jesus in us and in the way that we live our lives. If we're His child, our lives will show that light, the light of the world, Jesus the Christ. We said that we must walk in the light, but we can't do that if we don't know where the light is. And we can't know where the light is unless we read the book that comes from the One who is the light. That's the Bible. So we encourage you to continue your study privately. It is always our goal to lift up Jesus, the source of light for this entire world, that all men may know how to walk.